I guess he's trying to, yeah, it's basically, all right, let's take improvisation as one, or let's take everything as one possible material for improvisation. And by this everything, I guess he means expectations.
Conceptual possibilities of thought.
My
so, I...
musical taste, my insecurities, my feelings, my voices, my unconscious, my, you know. Of course, you cannot do that all at the same time, but it's in the production.
But I'm interested
in how to
use language. In which the
out of the room.
here we are.
Recording some pieces of thought conversation. That then may be true or not. In which the subject that I'm talking about is constantly being reconsidered.
Yeah, go on.
For improvisation.
I'll tell you what would really get the electorate going if it's that that Maggie Thatcher just flashed her tits about. No, don't laugh, because, I mean, frankly, they're firm, they're hard, and they're fucking beautiful. I've never seen them, but you can see from the, you know, from the pictures in the paper, and
I've got
a lovely,
I'm doing this
lovely pair of tits, and she just flashed her tits. No, if she even gave her, yeah, just a brief, tasteful glimpse of her vag, you know, it would get a lot of the horny voters in. Of course, you can say the same for Jim Gallagher.
Can we show our vulnerability? We need to find some solidarity, some common ground to at least build.
Got back to the 60s when they had a lock seat, you know, and there'd be this subliminal connotation between flowers at their arseholes and...
can I make my own subjectivity within the language that I'm
improvising with? People identify with that, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, if I saw Clement Freud with a posy up his arse...
Well, you'd vote, wouldn't you?
I'd vote for him,
yeah.
And all he stood for.
But I'm interested.
Turn down the volume. So by that, if you turn it very down, then this noise will be
after
the same volume of the noise that you might be doing or your washing machine.
Not quite
yet. Neighbors fucking upstairs.
Alright.
I presume that this record is going to be listened much more in urban cities than in smaller places. So I might be wrong, but this is what I presume. This, I guess, is... I became...
such as the Emperor Wogan giving out the revolting with lectures which are boring the pants of one and all. Where is the Idi Amin show? Cried the world. And a lot of half-assed salesmen crawling about the pavements of the famous Tottenham Court Road looking for the teeth and similar. The absence of my golden tones from the airwaves, no doubt being taken by various imperialist trash that Idi Amin got his skids under him. They hoping to have some new
I'm on the top of the earth, I think it's gonna fall.
Frillo appearing down the Kampala Wimpy for the foreign press conference and announcing,
Yassum, we got rid of that uppity nigger. Hush my mouth. Just put your boot on this step, Bwana. I give him the best shine east of the Congo.
But oh, I mean, that is the way it is. The fact is, I've been getting the Ugandan Navy into shape. It'd been taking up a lot of time, what with having a hole in it. Also, the parrot being delivered on train did a terrible parrot. All he'd do is stand on his shoulder with his mouth shut and leave his ghastly droppings on the new epaulettes. The other big problem facing the Ugandan Navy is we ain't got no sea. And short of taking the fleet through Tanzania on the bus, there ain't no way at present of getting it into the Indian Ocean, which is where you want to be if you're going to start sending gunboats about and splicing the main brace and all that business. So we started off in a small way, putting a fleet on Lake Victoria. Gonna sink a few duck, torpedo the old hippo, and as soon as we get the old eye in, we gonna declare war on the US Navy or something. Now the way I see it, they got two choices. Either they back down straight away and give us the lot, including the Pentagon, Las Vegas, and the Playmate of the Year, or they gonna have to come to Lake Victoria and take us off. Now a lot of you people ain't boned up on the naval strategy, such as Mr. Mitchum and Easy and five men in a boat and all that. And you're going to say to yourself, Washington putting in a couple of missile ships and an aircraft carrier? Where you getting off with a converted paddleboard from the Regent's Park Kids Pool and the Secretary of State for Defense standing up in sharp end with his uncle's shotgun? What they ain't realizing is America's gonna have to bring its aircraft carrier in by air and build it on the beach. Soon as we see them unpacking the pigskin suitcases, we gonna leap into the armored tricycles, pedal up like lightning and let go with both barrels. This gonna give us an aircraft carrier.
Also a lot of first class luggage.
Then buy a mince, go for your pint. You win, you lose, you get tougher. You're leaving what you're doing, cause the kid's gonna suffer.
lovely evening. I think where am I? I think, is there somebody at the door? I think.
Danny Glick. Nightmare seemed real.
His subconscious fear made Danny seem real to him.
And they were.
I've got a feeling the phone's gonna ring. Cornelius car crash is gonna give me a call. Cornelius Crash appeared in the studio with Carl Hines and Martin and Tuss is under my desk.
Do nothing against the master. Stop, holy man! We've cut the boy's throat. Back!
Stop, Stockhausen.
Back, holy man! Back, shaman! Back, priest! What would you give for this
miserable Metin?
What do you ask? Cut the boy's throat. Back, holy man! Back, shaman! Back, priest! What would you give for this miserable boy? What do you ask?
Cornelius.
What would you give to retrieve him this night, to save him for another night? What do you want?
Throw away your cross.
Face the master. What would you give to reprieve him this night, to save him for another night?
The Grimprov ghetto.
What do you want? The master wants you. Throw away your cross. Face the master, your faith against his faith. Could you do that? Is your faith enough? Then do it. And trust him to let the boy go?
Let Richard go.
Run!
Stormbug's coming.
I think they're dead, Father.
Run!
Get Stormbug's.
I'm fix going stone to kill bugs. You.
Now you're part of the bargain. I'm a priest. A priest. Throw away the cross. Face the master. Faith against faith.
Stormbugs have arrived!
Now that will no precise idea of how long it lasts.
Hooray! Stormbugs are here!
Thank you. years ago, and I went to give blood in Pudding Lane in the city. And then I had a letter saying you've got a very strange or unusual blood group, because my mother, oh dear, now what's going to happen to us all? Is there something wrong with us all? Because they said, oh no, it was nothing like that. It was most interesting. And they wanted some of my parents' blood, and had any aunts, uncles, grandparents, had any brothers or sisters. When they heard I was a twin, why, they got on to the Air Force, and my brother was, and said, could they have some blood from him? Could they arrange it? And very excited and very thrilled about it all.
Can I see the two graphs?
Yes.
How long ago?
About 10 years ago.
This is your skin. And this is yours.
Because my mother, oh dear, now what's going to happen? Any brothers or sisters? Said I was a twin. Why they here?
Ark, who is the leader?
Thank you.
small, some say. Lost on a windy day, just on the roundabout, having big doubts about your place in the Milky Way. Lost, small, some say. Pity the dancing bear, and it's ruining underwear. Sex in the bleeding or endless repeating, just a burn away. Pity the small, some say. In the small sunset, in the small sunset. Pity the altar boy, the curious favorite toy. He starts to giggle and melts in the middle, and Bishop of whips with joy. In the small sunset, in the small sunset. Sunset, hideous on our backs, waiting a heart attack. Water is filling up with sedimentary lust.
Thank you.
answer. The lion crackles in the animal fence. Well, outside we go. From shop to shop. Street after street. Stinking of the gin under the concrete mat, the stink of milk and baby. Well, outside we go from shop to shop, in street after street. If it were not changing, it would be dead. Take a child on holiday.
Take a child on holiday.
It was repeated so often she was immobile.
The child refused to draw a line.
Child refused to draw a line between the slits.
Child was used to draw a line between the slits.
Take a child on holiday. Take a child on holiday. Who makes the birds sing at night?
Who makes them, I ask you?
Who made them, I ask you?
Actually, the climate is quite...
Actually, the climate is quite suitable.
Let's go outside.
Let's go outside and get it over. Take a child on holiday. Take a child on holiday.
The bugs are back, they do it again.
The bugs are back through the terrible din. The bugs are back, they're back in town. The bugs are back with the clanky old sound. The bugs are back, they do it again. The bugs are back with a terrible din. The bugs are back, the bugs are back, the bugs are back.
Bugs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your life. Execute the ball.
We're calling for all women everywhere to have free access to safe services in that difficult time in their life. The religious should keep their nose out, and we will keep coming out as long as they do. We women deserve freedom and dignity, and this issue serves to reflect the bigotry women face day in, day out. And the control over our bodies belongs to us. Women have abortions for many different reasons. Rape is one of them. The hate towards women is entrenched in blood, but we will keep fighting for what's right, even if others don't like it. Stop preying on our bodies. Ritualized patriarchy kills women.
Since Elam was founded, we have been criticized for having an unapologetic attitude that tells people to fuck off, who are known for sexist attitudes and making women feel uncomfortable. The great thing about Elam is it has a lot of strong women in it. How could you be an angry class struggle group without women taking a driving role? Out of this climate, we have seen fem cells grow, an anti-capitalist feminist collective made up of women from across London, and not just Elam, divided only by the River Thames into North and South crews. We fully support this brilliant initiative and encourage people to get involved. soundthealarm.org.uk soundthealarm.org.uk.
Yeah.
never seen anything more stupid in my life than you.
I'll tell you something which really is nobody told me fucking people. I mean, kids, you know, elderly people, all that sort of type, they watch television and they get very influenced by it.
Yeah.
And I speak from personal, you know, personal knowledge.
Right, you do.
I was watching that Holocaust thing, you know, where that story about the about Hitler and him.
What a cunt he was, eh?
Well,
I know, he's a cunt.
He's horrible.
Yeah,
and he formed this dislike for some reason, probably psychological, for the Jews.
Yeah.
And the story was on Holocaust how, you know, they all got wiped out and put in gas ovens and stuff like that. And I was very influenced by that because Michael Moriarty was very good as that Nazi.
Yeah.
And as soon as I switched off the third episode, I got on a number 18 and got up to Golders Green. And I must have slaughtered about 18,000 before I realised, you know, what I was doing. The fucking television has driven me to this.
Yeah. Oh no! Yeah.
He used to come on. As soon as that was on, I used to get in a glove. So jump in a glove and rush down the road, and you know, the power it has over people.
Thank you again, Stormbugs. Oh, I was just thinking how much I would love to dress you up like my babies and lick you clean on the circle line after the show. Cats lick their young. Unfair.
Tell you what the Conservative Party should do in the next general election.
Yeah, go on.
I'll tell you what would really get the electorate going if is that that Maggie Thatcher just flashed her tits about. No, don't laugh, because I mean, frankly, they're firm, they're hard, and they're fucking beautiful. I've never seen them, but you can see from the you know, from the pictures in the papers and on television, she's got a lovely. Lovely pair of tits, and if she just flashed her tits, and you know, if she even gave a, you know, just a brief tasteful glimpse of her vag, you know, it would get a lot of the horny voters in, you know. Or you could say the same for Jim Gallon, because he's got huge tits, hasn't he? What you do to the liberals? I think it'd be nice, liberals, that man, you know, flowers up there, ourselves.
Yeah.
And
it's nice. It's a good idea, that.
Got back to the 60s when they had a lot of seats, you know. And there'd be this subliminal connotation between flowers out their arseholes and a lot of seats. And people would identify with that, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, if I saw Clement Freud with a posy up his arse...
Well, you'd vote, wouldn't you?
I'd vote for him and all he stood for.
Gangbang!